Welcome back here to the KGGF studios on this Tuesday morning as we are joined in studio by Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. It's Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you in studio with us. It's the first Tuesday of the month. So again, any open line callers out there, your phone, the calls will be directed for about 30 minutes or so while we get this interview in as we were pushed back till the 10 o'clock hour, as we are every first Tuesday of the month. Did you have a good meeting this morning?
I did. I was at Main Street and we were planning and prepping for all of the holiday activities. So,
well, with that, we've got a long list of activities as well. Just a quick reminder of something today. It's Recycling Day. You can catch that at the sanitation yard. I always like to put that plug in there, but really, it's I'd like to focus more on Christmas and Christmas things, because it looks like you guys have got quite a bit to do within the first, 15 days of December, let alone the rest of it. So, again, Recycling Day today, but it looks like on the 6th, so Thursday, we got a chance to check out Santa.
Yes, we do. So lots of things are happening. We have cookies with Santa. So for all the kiddos that missed the opportunity to see Santa in the park this past weekend, you can still see Santa while he's in Independence, Kansas at First Oak Bank. It'll be at their main bank from 4 to 6:30. They do that every single year. Santa makes a special visit to First Oak. So don't forget to bring your camera. Take lots of pictures. And then staying in the Christmas theme, there's lots of musical opportunities this holiday season regarding our youth and their musical presentations. In particular, the middle school band and orchestra on December the 6th will have their concert at 7 o'clock. And then on the 20th, the middle school will have their choir and guitar concert in Losey Gym at 6:30 in the evening. So again, 6th and the 20th will take care of middle school. And then the high school will do the 13th and the 8th. We'll use 13th and the 18th for their holiday concerts. On the 13th will be the orchestra winter concert at the Performing Arts Center at 7 o'clock. And then on the 18th, the choir concert will be held at 7 o'clock in the same location. So four opportunities to check out some really good music provided by the youth of our community. And then the older youth of our community will be preparing a couple of presentations out at the college. So our college kids are going to be presenting a Very Merry Christmas Carol Holiday Adventure Show. And that is December the 7th and 8th at 7 p.m. So that's actually this weekend.
Yes, it is.
And tickets are only $5. Kids that are 12 and under get in for free. And the college tells me that this is family friendly. It is a comedy theater production. There will be Rudolph will be there. Frosty will be in the production. They're working to get Scrooge in a better mood for Christmas, and it should be a very fun show. So again, that'll be the 7th and 8th at 7 o'clock. And then on the 9th, on Sunday at 2 o'clock, this is free, and it's the Holiday Extravaganza, and it is a musical presentation. So the choir will be performing, the band will be performing, and the theater department will be doing some music as well. So lots of fun activities for music lovers and those who want to support our youth, from middle school to high school to all the way up to the junior college.
Yeah, it comes with that time of year, especially, it's probably 2-3 weeks away now that the kids will be off for Christmas break. But with that, the first semester is coming to a close. You got to get all the band recitals in, choir, all those shows as well. I was in band, not marching band by any means. That's another animal to tackle right there. But I played the baritone. I was in band, and always about this time of year we had at least one or two shows, whether it was winter themed or end of the semester, but a good opportunity to go out and check it out, and you'd be surprised about the talent that you'd find within them as well. So
I know we have a very strong musical program. I'm not kidding you. The band is amazing, the choir is amazing, and our orchestra is amazing. I mean we really do have a strong music program right now in the Independence School District. So I encourage everyone to get out and enjoy that. So, oh, I need to back up. We have basketball tomorrow night. Skipped right into Christmas and forgot to mention that our very own Independence Community College Pirates, both men and women, will be playing tomorrow evening Northwest Tech. The women will play at 6 and the men will play at 8. So get out and cheer those Pirates on to hopefully a victory. You know, they always play better when there are fans in the stands. So encourage everyone to get out and cheer them on. So let's see, we've got First Friday.
That's right. First week. That means First Friday.
First Friday is this week, and this one is always lots of fun. They're always all really, really good events, but this one in particular is a lot of fun. It's always focused on shop local, and this year is no different. However, we do have a couple of additional speakers that are going to talk about, I think, what's going to be some very interesting presentations. So Brian Height, owner of Magnolia Sense by Design, is going to talk about his business and some of the success that he's had over the past 12 months. And then he's also going to be talking about all of the new businesses in downtown and around town, all of the relocations of current businesses in that same area, and then some businesses that are on the horizon. So I don't want to spoil it. So maybe I'll bring that list next week and we can kind of talk about that, because when I put the list together, I was really blown away by really how many new businesses and expansions, relocations, and things that are coming up in 2019 that we have to celebrate. So he will be delivering that message. We have our very own Megan Menzer, who is the owner of Newton's True Value and a fourth-generation family member. She is the past president of the North American Hardware Association. She was the Young Hardware Retailer of the Year in 2005. So she brings a lot of really good knowledge to the table. She's going to be talking all about what our dollars do to the local community. When we spend our money in Independence and in Montgomery County, how those businesses put that money back into the community by sponsoring Little League teams, by donating to everything and anything that they're asked to give to. So she's going to be delivering that message, which I think is very positive and important for us to hear. And then three local retailers, April Nutt with Little House Lane and Lisa Hugo with Calcor Boutique, and Brian Height with Magnolia Sense by Design, are going to be doing a shop local presentation where they will have all of our local retailers, goods and wares on a table, and they'll be showing everyone what really cool things are inside some of the amazing stores in and around the downtown area.
You gotta love that, because you know, especially for someone, I'll use myself as an example, that freshly moves into an area, moves into a town. You know, I don't necessarily know the little local places. I don't know exactly what they sell. And when I see, Magnolia by Sense by Design, for example, obviously, you know, you kind of look in from the window and it's, you know, candles, whichever what it may be. Then you walk in there and it expands. It is so much more once you get inside there, as well as that eclectics place up there in Independence. I had no idea what it was till I walk in, and it's this great art gallery that is right down the street from me. I had no idea that it was there, but you know, it's tough sometimes, especially when you're, you know, in those downtown areas, beautiful downtown areas it is, but they're big brick kind of bank looking buildings,
right?
And you get stuff down in there and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really look like an art gallery. Doesn't really look like it, whatever it may be, from your first glance. So what a cool opportunity to kind of see the little, you know, the items that you'll get in there. Same with that, man, I can't believe I'm blanking it right now. It was there for the, for whatever you guys had downtown. There's that sandwich shop and the cookies right there, right off the main street on Pennsylvania. I'm spacing it right now. It's right where they set up all of the food trucks and everything. I had eaten there, and I'm just spacing it right now. But either way, again, you know, initially you look at it, and it's just sandwiches, and then you walk in there, there's cakes, there's cookies, there's desserts, there's a whole bunch of things, and it's good stuff. So it's good stuff. And if you don't know, you know, what's on the inside, most of the time,
True.
You're probably not going to go. So
right. Are you talking about Hager's Market?
No. Okay. It's on
Casey's,
Penn.
Casey's Cake Creations?
I think so, yeah, okay. Because you can get like sandwiches and stuff in there. Yeah,
yes.
Because, okay, so it was the other way around. You initially see it and it's cakes and sweets and whichever, but no, you can
great
go get yourself
food.
A good sandwich. Mm. Yeah, great sides. So that's what I'm thinking of.
Well,
yeah,
Hager's Market is the same way. You know,
they
it's
are.
It's kind of an antique flea market and they have amazing food. So both of those restaurants are really good places to eat. And you know, it's the same way for Newton's True Value and Sayers Ace Hardware yep. and Gifts. You know, you think about it being a hardware store and you walk in and they both have amazing gift selections
yep.
and all kinds of fun shopping things that can cross things off your shopping list. So so anyway, lots happening in downtown, and First Friday is an opportunity for you to see that firsthand. And in addition to that, everyone who goes will be given a special punch card that will have participating retailers listed on the punch card. And you can take that card around to those stores and receive discounts
nice.
During the remaining of the holiday, you know, the remaining days yep. of the holiday season. So you want to be there because you can only get one by participating at First Friday this week. It starts at 7:30 in the morning on Friday. So it's going to be lots of fun. Staying with the holiday theme, the Independence Public Library has their Holiday Festival 2018 this Friday, the 7th, and doors open at 6 o'clock. Mr. and Mrs. Claus will be there. The Indie Ensemble that I told you about is amazing, and also the Independence High School Strings that I told you about that are amazing will be performing as well. There will be the Holiday Buck Redemption that we kind of talked about last week, and there's cookies, there's apple cider. It's just a great way to enjoy the beauty of the public library and have one more opportunity to celebrate the holiday season. So again, that's at 6 o'clock this Friday. There's a community community Thanksgiving. There's a community Christmas dinner. Phil, I wish it was back in November.
I was going to say, my mind's still kind of in November. This year in general, like,
oh,
my goodness. We were just talking about that, how Matt's worked over here for a year, and I'm coming up on a year, and it certainly doesn't feel
can
like
it. Can you believe it?
I know.
I can't believe it's December. It's just ticking away. But St. Andrew Catholic Church is hosting the community Christmas dinner. Everyone is welcome. The dinner is free. It's Sunday the 9th, which is this weekend, from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Parish Center, which is at 420 East Myrtle. And if you or anyone you know is in need of a meal to be delivered, please contact Glenna at 331-0745, or you can call the rectory at 331-1789 and make a request through them. So a great gift that they give to the community every year is the community Christmas dinner at St. Andrew.
Very cool, very cool. Then it looks like next Tuesday, after you sit down and have a conversation with us, you might be going up and donating some blood.
I should be. Yes, I need to work that into the schedule.
looks like I added something to
that's
the plan.
That's right. Add that to the list. Everyone should do that. It is Tuesday the 11th, 11:15 to 5:15. The American Red Cross will be in town for the blood drive. So give more life and donate blood. It's so incredibly important. The location for that blood drive is the Civic Center, which is at Penn and Locust, for those who might not know where it is. And you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment as well. So,
yeah. And again, they say it every year. They're on a shortage of blood. But, I mean, you look at what's happened here in America just in the last 4 or 5 months, this awful fires out there in California, the abundance. I swear there was 5 or 6 hurricanes that have. I mean, hurricane season was nuts this year. So, yes, there is a
everything.
Shortage. Yes, there is much shortage, and it's very easy. Basically, anybody can do it, and the need is high. So get on over and donate some blood.
Absolutely. Then we also have some more basketball. Our Bulldogs will be taking on Coffeyville, actually. So we're having our little county contest, and that is December the 11th. Varsity girls will play at 6, and the boys will play at 8. It's always fun when we play our county rivals, and we can cheer the Bulldogs on to hopefully a victory. Depends on which side that you're on there.
Which side if of you're Montgomery County that you sit on.
Yes. And so they will be playing on the 11th. And then also that night, which is Tuesday evening, is the Cancer Support Group. And that is always every Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the Nazarene Church. And it's for anyone and everyone who would benefit from, you know, being a part of that support group. This particular meeting, Dr. Null is going to be speaking about nutrition. He is a chiropractor in Independence and very knowledgeable. And as everyone knows, you know, when you're fighting that fight, it is important that we stay strong and healthy, and nutrition is incredibly important. And I'm sure it's for those who are fighting, it's you're not hungry. The last thing you want to do is exert your energy cooking. But he is going to be talking about the importance of nutrition. So
very cool.
That is an important support group to be a part of. And that, again, is always the second Tuesday of the month, 6:30 in the evening at the Nazarene Community Center, which is kind of on the backside of the church. Yep. You know, I was talking about Newton's a little while ago. Newton's is obviously, like I said, she's Megan Menzer is going to be talking at First Friday. They have a great gift department in their store, and they also are doing lots of fun things to get people inside the store to see what they have. And they have a kids' night coming up. It's next Wednesday, December the 12th, from 5 to 7, and it's their 19th one. So parents can drop off the kids so that they can shop for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and brother and sister. They have lots of gifts under $10. And kids can come in, they shop, they purchase their gifts, they can even wrap them up, and then they'll have refreshments for the kids. Wouldn't that be fun? I think that would be so much fun to, you know, so many times you take your kids, you give them money, and or you say, this is what we're buying, Grandpa, and they don't really have any input in it. And this way, you know, with minimal dollars, they can go out there and they can decide what they want to get mom and dad or grandma and grandpa.
My elementary school used to do something very similar. Now, obviously, my parents probably, you know, paid in a credit card, but I was given a certain credit to go in and make my own decisions. You know, it was a limited amount of things. It was only what the elementary school could provide. But again, it's the touch of me picking out that specific item for somebody. I was so bad at buying gifts for my parents or anyone, really. My sister started buying gifts and then putting my name on the from tag. You know, she'd say it's from Molly and Sam because Sam didn't buy anything this year, so we got to get him credit. So I know I fell into that boat quite often, but yeah, it's a lot better to pick it out. And you'd see this excitement on the kid's face as well by picking out that item,
going up.
Maybe he didn't make the purchase, but you know, let him hand the card over, let him hand the cash over, whatever it may be. And it's a cool experience.
Well, I think it's going to be a fun night. So bring the kiddos out on December the 12th. From 5 to 7. Again, there's lots of gifts under $10, and it's next Wednesday. And also, speaking of next Wednesday, we're going to go right back to basketball. The Pirates will be on the hardwood again. They're going to be taking on Pratt Community College, so getting in all of their games before the Christmas break. Women will play at 6, and men will play at 8. And speaking of the college, I do want to give a little plug to their strategic planning process. On First Friday, which is this Friday, right after it's over, so immediately following, I would say around 9:15, they are also going to hold, right in that same location, an opportunity for community citizens to kind of sit around a table and voice their ideas, their concerns, their dreams, for our community college as the community college prepares their strategic plan. So I've already been to one. It was very interesting to hear what ideas and thoughts and concerns that people have around our college. And they did a good job of listening and documenting that information. And then they will be taking all of that information from the, this is my word, but from the listening tours that they're having and putting them all together and putting together their strategic plan, and then they'll be following that plan. So
Certainly. That
is right after First Friday this week. So if you're interested, come to First Friday and then stick around and participate in that. Let's see, we're talking about shopping at First Friday. It's the Shop Local, and Main Street is incredibly busy trying to promote things in downtown Independence. They're having a sip and shop, which is always fun. It's next Thursday, December the 13th, from 5 to 8, and the first 100 shoppers to visit Newton's True Value again will receive a sip and shop, say that 10 times fast, a sip and shop wine glass. They always do these special glasses at the sip and shops. And Tabitha goes out to the Fab Lab. She etches a unique glass that has a logo on it for Sip and Shop. And then just like this one, all the other ones, the first 100 shoppers at a certain location, you know, they pick different stores, get to pass out the wine glasses. And in the past, the Sip and Shops have always started in the downtown area. And while that's incredibly important and we want to promote that, we are blessed with having a lot of other great stores in the outlying areas. In fact, they're on Main Street, mm-hmm. as we say the word Main Street. And so they have Main Street has selected Newton's to be the kickoff location for that. But there are lots and lots of great stores that will be open that night, having little fun specials and trying to just get everyone in the door, getting that, you know, those last minute items purchased, plus just having fun.
Yep.
It's kind of geared towards the women, so it's going to be fun. I think there's a Chiefs game that night, so all the guys can go hang out at
the Thursday night football with the Sip and Shop. Very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
As we continue our conversations with the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. And Lisa, actually, we have stretched to the bottom of the hour here. So any final notes for our listeners out there real quick before we lose you here? And well, obviously, we'll check in with you next week. But any maybe major thing to keep in mind for the end of the month here real quick?
I think that if you're interested, always go to our Facebook page at Get Independence. You'll see all the flyers and the promos for everything that we've talked about. There's even more that I didn't mention. There's some bingo going on at Country Place Senior Living. It's always reoccurring on the second Thursday of the month. This particular month is a white elephant bingo, so that's always fun
nice.
To get out and support those senior citizens. And then I do want to give a little plug to the Botts Family Christmas. That's on Sunday, the December 16th. 2 to 4:30 at the First Christian Church, and all of the proceeds that they take in as a free will offering will go to the Independence Food Basket.
Awesome. Great stuff. Again, that's Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, we'll check in with you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Says the Mighty 690 KGGF.